Welcome to Mulder Was Right. I am your host, Brendan. We're a podcast that talks about conspiracies and alternative facts. I'm joined by my co-hosts,
Joe
Anderson
and Sakeev.
And also Joe. That was a weird intro.
I'm back.
I loved it.
That was weird.
It's something new.
I wasn't ready, and so I was just like, words. That's what happened.
Well, the illusion was real. You seemed prepared.
It seemed like
Mulder was right.
You see, I didn't want to do it.
You're like the white Eminem.
Exactly. I'm the white Eminem. I didn't want to do it as just like every week.
No, you got to mix it up a little bit.
I do it the same way every week, and I want to, you know, switch it up.
You got to do like the old-timey 20s newspaper guy.
I tried that.
Oh, you
did. It was bad. That was like episode 2. Guys, check out episode 2 if you haven't listened to it.
It's like years ago.
It's a great episode, you know, minus the intro. So
that was like 27 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was less. It was less than that because of Scully's.
Four years we've been doing this.
4 years ago.
And we're still professionals.
I mean, at least you don't do it like my intros where I feel like I literally just crawled out of bed. And I'm just like,
that's because usually you did.
But that's
your
thing.
Yeah.
You're the sleepy one. Brennan's the straight man. Sakeef's the skeptic. And I'm the funny one.
Yeah.
And Curtis is not here.
Hey!
Yeah.
If you didn't notice.
Hey! I'm replacing Curtis.
You're just part of the podcast.
I know, but I was in here last week, so.
Yeah, there's five of us. It's difficult to get all five of us in one room.
Life happens.
Yeah. What you got today?
Speaking of life happens, as a small note to our listeners, I feel like it's time for us to tell them that we are all no longer gathered in the same location when we do record our podcast now. I live in a different city from the rest of the guys, so it's a lot more difficult for all of us to get together now.
I'm also in North Carolina right now. That's not true at all.
And I am in Moscow. So
you picked a better place. Who goes to North Carolina?
I'm in Moscow.
Yeah. Interesting stuff happens there. Putin?
Yeah.
That's where poutine comes from, maybe?
Guys.
I am deep in a cave somewhere in a dark forest where men fear to tread.
So let's get off this tangent. What's tonight's topic?
I'm not in Moscow, actually. Guys, I'm in Egypt, which is where we are starting the episode today.
Ooh.
Oh!
All right.
I'm excited.
So
you said Egypt, and I was like, bam, that sounds amazing.
You're going to be a little disappointed because it's not really that exciting. I mean, Egypt just happens to be where this takes place. At least the first little story that I have for you today.
All right.
Because it sounds
pretty exciting.
The
North Carolina of Africa.
Anyway, so let's head to Swarm El Sheikh.
Oh, yeah.
Egypt.
I know right where that is.
Yeah, Shawarma.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Very good whiskey.
So this is a resort off the Red Sea.
Okay.
People go there off to the beaches, you know, they hang out, having a good old time, sitting out in the sun, sitting in the sunbed, sunbathing, going out in the ocean, swimming, being with the fish.
All these sun related things that I just can't understand.
Yep. everyone's hanging out and having a good old time. This is in December, but December at near the equator is still
it's
still
fine.
Very, very fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably too hot for
me. A brisk 80 degrees outside today.
Yeah. All right. So suddenly the water begins to thrash. Everyone's looking around. They're confused. Why is there a big, big watery, bubbling splashes in one area?
Yes,
down
Brendan.
Goes.
Why? Tell
what?
Us.
Yeah, yeah.
Said,
I mean,
yes, Brendan. Why? Tell us.
Down goes 48-year-old Olga Martinenko. She's injured from a shark attack.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those pesky sharks outside of Egypt.
Now, her name doesn't sound Egyptian. Can you tell us where she's from?
I think she's Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's there vacationing, like most people are, because I said this This is a resort.
Yeah.
So a shark attack happens. She ends up suffering a severe spinal injury and wounds to her hands and legs, but she survives.
That's good.
Yeah.
Crazy. Because shark attacks don't happen all that often.
No, they're pretty rare.
They're very rare.
Despite how much they're portrayed, they're actually not that common.
I know of the Jaws, and I know of that one woman who persevered, became a professional surfer, I think.
Yeah, she's missing an arm or something.
It's like a movie about
it.
They just made another shark horror movie, and I was like, guys, stop. That's rude.
Sharknado 5?
No.
Yeah, Blake Lively is in it.
No, that was...
Oh,
wait,
the one that they're in the cage.
Now they're trapped in a cage at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Oh, that's weird.
Minutes later, 70-year-old Lyudmila Stolyarova gets attacked. Same beach.
Wait,
same beach?
Same beach.
So is this shark possessed by the spirit of George Washington and it just hunts Russians indiscriminately?
Why George Washington?
I don't know.
Okay.
America, Joe.
It's definitely not.
Did the shark have wooden teeth?
No. Yeah, no. The Trump shark would have safely carried them to shore.
Yep.
Heyo.
So her
tiny fins.
Her husband, Vladimir, said, I ran up to her. And I could hear the gasping, or I could hear her gasping, shark, shark, shark. Somehow she managed to push the shark away from her. The shark bit her arm, or bit off her arm, but she managed to swim closer to the shore. Before she got out of the water, the shark attacked again and bit off her foot.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah.
That is
shark
really
attacks
rough.
Within minutes.
In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes. And also, she just doesn't have an arm or a leg anymore.
Yeah, that's generally
you said
a problem.
Foot. She still has
a leg.
70
years
old. She just doesn't have a foot.
That's not a good age for surgery.
She's 70. She's that foot and that arm had 70 good years in them. That's probably okay.
You know, old Russian ladies are hardy as hell.
Yeah, they are.
Moments later.
Three for three.
A third man. Gets attacked.
This one was a dolphin.
This 54-year-old unnamed Russian man suffers a serious leg wound requiring partial amputation.
Ooh. So, they were all Russian.
I mean, yes.
And all in the... What do sharks have against the Russians?
Was the shark mind-controlled by the U.S. Navy?
Everything.
I mean, that's not the conspiracy theory, but
damn
that's
it.
A...
No, this is crazy.
I really liked that one.
Why were all these... How did all these attacks happen at once?
A fourth gets attacked.
This is the prequel to Sharknado.
All on the same beach. I just want to really drill that into you.
Yeah.
All on the same.
Well, before you get to the fourth person, can I ask? What's the timeline for all this happening? When did this happen? Can you say?
He did.
It's in December of the year. It's happening in December.
And minutes away from each other.
Minutes away from each other.
This December. Do you know what year or what decade?
I do
at least?
Know what year, but I'm gonna have you guys guess what year later on because
we'll get to that.
Because
games are fun.
Games are fun.
Games are fun. Yeah.
So a fourth gets attacked. Ukrainian Alexander Ukrainian last name. suffers leg injuries.
Why do you always choose things that are hard to pronounce with your name? You just find them.
It's
in your nature.
I don't know going into it.
Because nothing interesting ever happens to John Doe from Idaho.
It's true.
You know, we should just
Idaho.
We should just use
North
Google.
Carolina.
If
Idaho.
You're having a hard time pronouncing, let's just use Google and get them to pronounce it. You know. Google Translate.
I like Brennan stumbling through.
It's vastly more comical. It's more fun. But he was well enough to leave the following day. So everyone, he got attacked, but he was like, guys, I'm good. I'm going to go home now.
Yeah.
Done with my vacation.
The worst beach ever.
I'm going to go deal with the mental traumas at home.
Yeah. He probably just went to the Six Flags next door, better location, no sharks.
Yeah. Oh man, I bet the Egyptian Six Flags wild.
So I'm gonna read you guys some of the quotes from the articles here, because we'll just listen to how the attacks are described.
Okay.
This is about Olga, the first woman. She managed to swim to the pier, but when the people on the pier started pulling her out of the water, the shark bit off the woman's left buttocks.
Oh.
Hate when that happens.
You, like, need those to walk, too. There's, like, a lot of muscle there.
Yeah. Plus, what if her husband was an ass man? She probably got divorced now.
Oh, no.
She lost a lot of blood. There were tourists on the pier, and they helped pull the woman out. Some of them were slapping the shark off with rubber fins.
Punch in the nose.
Yeah, yeah. I did a little bit of digging because I just wanted to let everyone know that that is not the most effective way of getting a shark away from you.
You, like, jab it in the eye.
You punch it in the nose, it backs off like a stupid horse.
So, according to the Florida Museum of Natural History, the best way to fend off a shark is to aim punches at the shark's gills, eyes, or nose.
Ay.
The nose being the prime target.
Except the nose is dangerously close to the bitey bit.
Which is why you're, like, okay with aiming at the eyes or the gills.
Yeah, like, I'll take the sides, thank you.
No, you just, like, wild swing down, just like, fuck.
While researching this, I ended up, for whatever reason, there are, like, articles about this on, like, GQ.com.
Okay.
And I just want to read out this hilarious quote because, for whatever reason, this was, like, one of the things that was, like, under a picture. And, like, definitely, like, read this quote. Slapping a shark with an open palm, while hilarious, would probably be a bad idea. Thanks, GQ.
Thought everyone Thanks. Ever. What's your plan for shark attack? I think I'm just going to open hand it. I see no way this could go wrong.
Can't go to jail if it's an open fist.
We had to use a swimsuit to block the blood flow from the gaping wound and grabbed a sunbed to carry the woman to shore. There were no rescuers around at all.
I was going
to
be...
This is like terrible, terrible lifeguard.
I was looking forward to how the swimsuit was going to be used to defeat the shark, but okay, we went a different direction with it.
I'm also very confused on why someone just had a spare swimsuit at the beach.
No,
why weren't you wearing it?
Some gentleman was brave enough. He just ripped that shit off.
You need it more than I do.
It's just like, he's just like glistening in the sun. She needs this.
He's the superhero that they all deserved.
A hero was born that day.
Yep.
He got
it's your boy.
It's your boy.
Skinny penis.
It is I, Naked Man. I feel like that's just Florida Man, though.
He got all the ladies that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He saved a woman's life and, you know.
And he flaunted it while he was doing it.
That's great. Another quote about the topic here, said by someone in a magazine, or like a bystander, someone who saw, the sea went red, his foot was gone. I want to point out that they're in the Red Sea.
So I was gonna say,
that's why it's funny.
I was like, wait, wasn't the sea already red? Wait. Isn't that sort of its shtick? Like,
so Egypt, Red Sea.
The Red Sea is not actually red.
No, it was red with this gentleman's blood, though.
It was.
It was red with this gentleman's blood, yes.
So, the only reason the sharks attacked was because God was mad, right? That's the reasoning.
It is like a central area.
So, like,
of,
there's
like
the locust
wrath.
Plague, and then it's like, yeah, shark plague.
Oh, man, shark plague would be the worst.
Oh, man, it sounds straight terrible.
It starts raining sharks. The ones that don't die on impact just make it to the water.
Yep. Yeah, it's terrifying. Just like a great white just like slams through your roof. Just right at dinner.
Just eats you.
Yep. Wild times.
Anywho.
So, yeah, 4 shark attacks within minutes. Like, that's like unheard of.
Steven Spielberg tried to warn us.
It's unheard of. So
don't sharks attack very, like, I mean, incredibly rarely. Like,
incredibly
they're
rarely.
Like, it's also they don't like, fuck around with humans. Like, yeah, they unless, don't. Unless they're, like, provoked.
Well, and basically, it's not even that they're provoked. Most of the time, it's a case of mistaken identity. They're like,
that's an easy meal.
That person on a, not even, they're just like, that person on a paddleboard looks suspiciously like a seal. Is delicious. Is not delicious. Let go immediately and leave.
All those Egyptian seals running about.
Yep. Yeah. Magically delicious. You've never had Egyptian seal? Oh.
You're missing out.
It's so good.
Oh, man.
So the response to this attack was that they closed the beaches for 4 days.
4 days, four attacks.
And they fired machine guns wildly into the water.
There are no coincidences.
So the Egyptian environmental... or. The Egyptian Environment Ministry then went out and attempted to catch the shark or sharks that did this.
Okay.
They caught an oceanic white-tipped shark, as one of the bystanders claimed that that is what he saw, and he was able to ID the specific shark because of its bent fin.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Or damaged fin.
Was he just like a marine biologist on, like, just on vacation? He's like, I can be useful.
It's like it goes into slow-mo and he like all the information pops up as he witnesses the shark attack, just like Sherlock Holmes, and it's like, oh, I know this.
Also, quick stupid joke that's gonna be a tangent real fast. So do you guys know Cyanide and Happiness?
Yes.
Alright, they had the animated series for a bit. There was the butt shark. She literally found the butt shark.
She found the butt shark.
Anyway.
there was also another shark that they caught as well. And the breed is like the Maku shark, I believe.
No hammerhead yet. The coolest looking shark.
It is the coolest.
Anyway, so they caught the sharks, and they thought that everything was
hunky dory,
going to be fine. So they opened the beach again. You know, all is fine.
Don't they remember Jaws? Like, you don't reopen the beaches.
The next day.
Oh, no.
We're on December 5th here.
Dawn of the second day.
71-year-old German woman. She's been coming there for 11 years. She's fine. Everything's fine.
Good.
Her.
Oh, good. That's a feel-good vacation.
Yeah, I just had to...
That was good.
She could have done the sandals cruise, but she decided to go back
11
one more
years.
Year.
Yeah, I mean, she's got friends there. Dude, she's friends with, like, Larry the bartender... Like she's got a lot of friends.
Oh yeah, good old Larry.
Good old Larry.
Always making those good old Larry. Marys a bloody.
Mona the Mona the maid.
Mona the maid. No, she gets killed by the shark.
She could have done the sandals tour. 11 years though. We'll test it.
Yeah. So, she gets straight killed by the shark.
So the shark fatality brutally murders her.
You know,
is that right?
A shark that is. Clearly not one of the two that they captured.
I mean, yes.
Or is it? Did it break out of shark jail?
No. It was
go on a murder spree.
It was imprisoned.
Yes. Well, of course. Why wouldn't you imprison the shark? It has to await trial. You can't just do it immediately.
It's true.
Underwater justice.
Welcome to Poseidon's court. I would watch the shit out of that show.
Oh, man.
Where is that?
So it's an older flounder from The Little Mermaid as his... defense attorney. He's just like, it's just a sad life for him.
He's got like a frayed tie.
Fish are friends, but not food. Humans are food. Eat the Hume.
Joe, the bailiff is the hammerhead shark.
Oh
yeah,
and there you go.
Well, what about Dory?
Dory's too forgetful.
Dory has the mental capacities.
Dory's obviously the jury, and they have to keep repeating the opening statements because she keeps forgetting.
Exactly. There we go. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having my back.
Gotcha, dog.
Anyway, so
fatality.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible thing. Each of the victims would be offered $50,000 as compensation for the attacks and or the deaths, and would be paid by the local tourism industry.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
I was going to say, I feel like in America, we're just like, well, that sucks.
This vacation literally cost me an arm and a leg.
Pay us $100,000 for your medical fees.
So the attacks are described as unprecedented. These shouldn't have happened. There is, like, like they just straight shouldn't have happened. It's a thing that is so bizarre. Why did it happen?
It was the mermaider that Death Clock sang about.
You're
song
close.
About mermaid murder.
You're close.
Atlantean justice trying to get on the land dwellers.
Yeah, have we finally triggered a war with the ancient ones?
So let's
please say yes.
We'll get there. So
you're telling me it's a maybe?
It's a maybe. I don't want to you know crush your theories here.
Yay.
Like that's the reason why all of these theories exist is because someone didn't say no, you're wrong.
Like people should probably do that more.
They
often,
probably
though.
Should. We have a less exciting show though.
Yeah, then we'd be out of
true.
A job.
Yeah,
a job that doesn't pay well
at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Joe, you say that like
at
this
all.
Pays.
Hey, a job well done is earnings enough.
Job well done is not gonna buy me an apartment.
So let
Sorry,
me
rent.
Let me give you a little bit of background here. Attacks by oceanic white tips. Guess how many attacks have been reported?
I'm going to go with 2 in the history of ever.
12.
Sakeev?
Actually, that number might be 0.
Let's say like somewhere between 100 and 150.
All right, well, Sakeev, you're way off.
What?
Really?
Okay, there's not even that many in like 10 years.
For the last
I don't
worldwide.
Know. I just assumed like if you consider it over like hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, but we can't record
like,
any of that stuff.
Yeah, there's probably recorded instances of sharks attacking people or people accidentally getting eaten or attacked by sharks.
So we have been recording this for the last 430 years. So that's your time frame here. 430 years. Worldwide reported by this type of shark, total 9 attacks.
Ah!
Including the 4.
Including, yeah.
You're
yeah.
the closest without uh-huh. going over.
Ah, I did it. I win. I get to play Plinko.
So it's really bizarre that we almost doubled our number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was just...
We did double
yeah.
our number.
It was just a really good year for sharks.
Really good year.
Really good year.
It was
they had the bar graph and everything. It's like been a steady
increase this year.
Good job, guys. Good job. Guys.
Fins clapping in the distance.
So
shark
yeah.
business.
So clearly, the Egyptian government had to come up with some sort of explanation for this.
Yeah.
So the first explanation, the chairman of the Sharm el Sheikh Chamber of Diving and Water Sports suggested, by the way, that's...
He's a good guy. I know him personally.
I want to see that on a name tag.
Yeah. It's a lot of words on a name tag, but it'd be impressive.
He had to get, you know, like the door thing that has like people's name and titles on it. He had to get his custom made for like 4 different sections.
Oh, yeah.
His name badge is just like a necklace that he wears.
And he says that it is clear from our initial discussions with shark behavioral experts that this is highly unusual behavior by an activity. Most probably illegal fishing or feeding in the area overfishing. Or, sorry, in the area, which is called overfishing.
Yeah.
Overfishing, if you don't know what that means, is like there are laws on the sea, and so you can only go out and fish so much, because if you fish too much...
it disturbs the natural order.
Exactly. Yeah,
and everything goes horribly wrong.
So then... like the other fish or the other, you know, sharks or other animals that eat those fish
need to find new food.
They have to find new food. So this is a potential reason why they would come inland.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Or they've angered Atlantis.
Yeah. Or that.
It's one of those two options.
See, they say it's for the food supply, but it's actually like a decree, like it's an agreement between the landwalkers and Lantis. Of course, yes. We're not going to fish too much.
Filthy air breathers.
The other hypothesis goes back a little bit before this event. So November 16th of that year, the Jews had a festival, and they have a bunch of different feasts and festivals.
Yeah.
There are like two big holy days, and the holy day that they were celebrating this time was to celebrate when Abraham went to go sacrifice his son to God, because God told him to.
Do it.
And so he went to go sacrifice him to prove his loyalty. And then
God was like, whoa, just kidding, dog.
Exactly. He was like,
here's a sheep.
Just kidding. Back up. There's a sheep. Please, please use that instead.
You're crazy.
And so this feast, this feast happens every year. And they slaughter like thousands, millions even of sheep. And then they feast.
Blood for the blood god.
Exactly. And this was on November 16th. I told you that the events happened on December 1st.
Yeah.
So, very recent.
Clearly.
So, the event happened, and clearly an issue. Like, clearly the reason why you're not allowed to overfish is, like, this exact same reason of, like, if you overslaughter your sheep.
If you put too much blood in the water.
Yep.
It's anger the deep ones.
Sometimes, you know, you have too many sheep, and you can't eat them all. And you can sell them at bottom-of-the-barrel prices, but, like,
or you can be lazy and just toss them in the ocean.
Exactly. You could be lazy and toss them in the ocean. So, that's what they did. They tossed them in the ocean. And they didn't go deep into the ocean, so this is another one of the ideas why the sharks came up towards the shore.
Yeah, it's been
never are.
It's been a feast for the past like couple of weeks. Why not keep going?
Exactly.
Y'all ever just have those days where you've slaughtered too many sheep and you don't know what to do with them?
The festival is called Eid al Adha. Adha.
Eid al Adha.
That thing.
Good pronunciation.
Actually, I don't think that sounds right.
We're gonna go with that anyway, though.
I
mean, like, that doesn't sound like the correct Eid celebration, because I was raised with the Islamic religion, and there were two Eids that we practiced.
I thought this was a Jewish holiday.
Well, he said Jewish, but like that, but Eid
is
Islamic
right with
Islamic holiday.
With the religion. I got that part wrong.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah, Eid is an Islamic tradition.
Yeah, it's a Muslim tradition. And I just Googled it here, and this is what Wikipedia says. Eid al-Adha, how do you pronounce it?
Eid al-Adha.
That is called the sacrifice feast, is the second of the two Muslim holidays celebrated worldwide each year. It's considered to be the holier of the two. And this honors the willingness
of
the two. There's two very holy feasts worldwide. And this is the holier of the two. This is the bigger deal. And it honors the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son as an act of submission to God's command. So, anyway, so that's that.
Okay, you're not wrong, but... Okay, see, I was thinking that it was actually Eid al-Gadir, which is another Eid. But I got it mixed up. That's my bad. But also, I'm not a very good... I'm not actually religious anyway, so...
That's cool.
Anyway, so... both of those sound like very reasonable reasons why these attacks would happen. Correct?
Yeah. Like, oh, either there's no food or there is too much food.
And it brings them closer to the... Yeah. So, makes sense.
I stand by my third option. And fourth option.
Let's take a third option here. So, on Egypt Today, this is a, like a talk show. Captain Mustafa Ismail, he claims to be a famous diver. I've never heard of him.
Fair.
I looked him up. I couldn't find any information on him. So, not that famous.
Holy Diver.
He claimed...
You've been down too long in the midnight sea. I'm sorry.
He claimed that they found a GPS tracking device on one of the sharks. Now, this is true. They found a GPS tracking device on one of the sharks.
So it was a hit.
So you
government
know,
sharks.
That makes
hit
sense.
Shark. Government shark assassins.
Hit shark.
The thing is, like, I mean, like, and that's a thing, because humans, they want to know the patterns of these sharks, what they're doing.
Yes.
They want to
track
their migratory patterns if they have any.
Maybe
they want to know.
And they,
maybe
and
we
not
can
even,
do a common
like,
practice
they'll keep track
among,
of, like, really young,
not oceanologists. I said what they
well
work for.
To see if they're still doing okay.
Whatever.
Marine biologists?
Ocean scientists, whatever they're called.
Oceanographers?
Sure.
Oceanologists?
Humans are nosy.
See, humans like to do stuff.
We like to know how things work.
Also, then we can avoid the giant swarms of sharks as they move around.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, he claims that GPS device was not, in fact, a GPS device. He claims that was a guiding device.
I called it almost shark mind control assassins.
And he claims that it was planted by Israel.
Oh, dear.
Introducing this fall the point-and-click adventure you've always wanted from Humongous Entertainment's new title, Spy Shark.
Predecessor
to Spy Fox, if you've ever played that.
I have not.
I have.
All right, so what's the theme music for Spy Shark?
Muffled underwater sound.
Spy Shark! And then, like, two explosions in the back.
Yes.
He's like, he has like a reverse scuba suit, but it has like the water on his gills.
Yes.
Spy Shark!
It's just constantly providing water.
Dude, he's just getting like a lot of mermaid pussage.
See, so I was wondering when the conspiracy part would come in.
And then you brought up
like Israeli mind control shark assassins, and I was like, oh, there it is.
We found it. We found it. So, the governor was like, whoa, 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 guys. What? And this is a quote from him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, what is being said about the Mossad throwing a deadly shark in the sea to hit tourism in Egypt is not out of the question, but it needs some time to confirm.
What?
Which is not what you say.
You don't encourage spy shark.
That's the reason it's the exact same thing we went back to, where like certain times people should probably have just said, no, that's ridiculous.
How
instead
bad of
being
like
well,
PR
maybe.
Thing was that? Like, did he talk to anyone before that? Or he was like, yep, makes sense to me.
All right, I know.
He trumped it.
All right, when was this?
No, that's supposed to be part of the game.
Oh. Can we do that now?
Guess when this was. Please guess.
I'm going to go with 1975.
I'm going to guess in the 1980s, which inspired the classic film Jurassic Park.
And Sakeef, your guess on the year that this took place.
You thought I was going to go with Jaws.
I'm going to guess about like 1968 or so.
We're all very close, actually.
This happened
2 weeks ago.
December 1st, 2010.
Wow.
I was the closest without going over.
Yeah, you were. You get to play Plinko now, Joe.
I love Plinko.
I am just baffled that this is something that people believe. I mean, like sure, like mind control of animals just sounds absurd. And yes, militaries have used...
Yeah, this sounds like a really bad like 007 movie.
Like militaries have used animals in the past to Like for espionage or for any of this stuff.
You know, the American government actually uses dolphins.
Yep.
Yeah. We're gonna get into that too.
Funny story. I'm surprised nobody at this point has mentioned sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their
sharks
heads.
With frickin' laser beams.
It just baffles me that 7 years ago people thought that Israeli shark spies came to mess with
like,
the Egyptian.
I think we've said this in a previous podcast, but sometimes people are dumb.
Well, and also, like, it's okay. It's stupid, but
it's possible. But, still, we do fuck around a lot with, like, using animals in warlike things.
Oh, I wasn't even gonna go with it's possible. I was just gonna say that every country that borders Israel hates Israel.
That's also true.
Very true. Very so. True.
They're always at, like, a constant, like, they're. I believe they're on red alert, like, 24/7,
it's
right?
It's a bad place.
Yeah.
It's a bad place.
It's not a fun time. It's not relaxed.
So, the governor later withdrew that statement, which is very important for him to do.
If only it was the 1980s, because Twitter would not be a
that
thing.
That is incorrect.
It's right, kind of right. hard to get something off the internet once it's on the internet.
And he's like, actually, I'd like to replace my previous statement with this statement. Wait, what? No, that's insane.
I would like to point out that he only withdrew his statement after the Israeli Foreign Ministry claimed that he had, quote, seen Jaws one too many times.
Ooh.
Oh, I was going to say only after the Israeli Foreign Minister threatened him with shark assassins.
Fucking Israeli minister fucking scolding him. Oh, I love it.
So
throw some shade.
It's just so bizarre, yep. Right?
That is a very specific way to take that.
Maybe he said, yeah, it's possible they did that because they had been planning on doing that to them.
Yeah.
They were waiting in the wings with their sharks.
It was actually an Egyptian shark assassin that went rogue.
Who?
Spy shark!
Revengeance.
Doing, like, backflips, but he's, like, just kind of flopping around because he can't breathe.
I feel like Spy Shark has to be, like, a great white so that he can do that thing where he just explodes out of the water like 20 feet into the air.
I mean, I
also feel like Spy Shark has to have a trilogy series.
Well, of course.
Son of Spy Shark.
I mean, if you've ever played
Spy Shark, Spy Shark 2, and Spy Shark 3, Return of the Shark.
If you've ever played any humongous entertainment games, you know that they have a bunch of them. This is literally a fusion between popular with the 8-year-olds Freddy Fish, and popular with the 10-year-olds, Spy Fox.
I remember Freddy Fish, too.
What other games did this company create?
Pajama Sam.
Oh.
Putt-Putt.
Oh, dude. Pajama Sam was the best.
I am vastly out of my depth here.
I played the hell. I mean, all of these are like point-and-click adventures.
They're...
Yeah, but those were the best.
I played the hell out of all of these games. I would make my aunt take me to the library, not to read books, but to look at the software section
them.
To check out these games.
Are these the same people who made Putt-Putt?
You're not
yes,
a real,
sir.
You're not a real gamer
Putt-Putt
unless
the,
you played
the dog?
This.
Yep, we played Putt-Putt with this, Pajama Sam, Freddy Fish, and I said Spy Fox.
Fucking kids with your Xbox Ones,
okay.
VR.
I am
bullshit.
On board with this.
Do you even know Freddy Fish?
I am 100%
Fish?
On board with
but
Spy
Joe,
Shark right now.
What if they made a VR Freddy Fish?
It'd be a piece of shit.
I'd be so in. But yeah.
I'd play it, but it'd be a piece of shit.
You'd regret spending the $5 on it the whole time.
I'd regret spending the $200-something on the VR technology and Freddy Fish for $5.
Right. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Where are you
no,
getting
that
VR?
Game would be like $60 because they'd be like, this is
yeah,
a full game.
$200. Where are you, getting that VR? That's amazing.
Israeli government.
That's how they train them. You go into the shark's mind in the VR
when you dive deep.
So, that's the. I mean,
I love it.
There were a lot of like people hinting or like inferring or like
outright saying
that they thought the Israeli government was using animal spies, and like this episode is not about just governments that you have used animal spies. This episode is about the Israeli government using animal spies.
We could probably do a whole episode about the government or governments using.
I mean, there's just like, for whatever reason, everywhere around Israel, they're just like, hey, we believe that they're using animal spies and they're spying on us.
See, like, I feel like
or like animals to like wreak havoc.
It's that like, they hate Israel so much. It's like when you hate a person so much that anything they do, you're just like,
you gotta jump on it.
How dare you eat crackers over there, you bastard.
Yeah, it's like the meme of the dude riding the bicycle and then throwing it in the stick between the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, when you hate...
Yeah, like, when you, they hate it, like, most, like, those countries, they hate each other so much, they're just like, anything the other country does, they're just like, how dare you? Shark attacks your swimmers, it's clearly Israel's fault.
So, I believe this happened in 2012. The griffin vulture is nearly extinct in Israel.
Okay.
And any griffin vulture that you will find to this day, for the most part, unless it's like newborn, will have been tagged.
Makes sense.
It's kind of like the condor for a while. When
exactly.
They were like, yeah.
They tag it so they want to make sure that, I mean, because they're trying to get an accurate count. They're trying to figure out, as I said, their migratory patterns, trying to figure out how they can help save. A hunter in, it just looks like Hale. I'm just going to call it Hale. A hunter in Hale, Saudi Arabia, caught one wearing a GPS device and a tag on its ankle, spelling out Tel Aviv University. Now, that sounds like a perfectly...
There's nothing sinister about that whatsoever.
Nothing sinister, yeah, exactly.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Some Saudi Arabia newspapers reported that this was a bird that was spying on them.
Yep.
As birds would do.
It's true.
And
that crafty.
It was sent by the Israeli government to spy on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you ever hated your neighbor so much that you're just paranoid about every single thing they do or don't do? It's that, but on a country scale.
They're the nosy neighbors looking out of the blinds, just...
They're just like, you arrived home 5 minutes late yesterday.
Where were you?
Every tiny little village that sees a bird that they're not used to flying over, hunters will, like, catch it, shoot it down.
Suppressing fire!
And then attempt to, like, check it for listening devices.
Blame
straight
Israel.
Up, I'm not even kidding you. In January 2016, last year, another bird was captured in a small Lebanese village in suspicion of espionage. Because they're like, that bird doesn't look normal. Let's catch it.
It's like when they tried a goat for being a witch and then killed it because it was found guilty.
You know, migration periods and such.
Yeah, that happened too, in case you were wondering.
The bird was...
Was that also 2010?
Maybe. Probably not, though.
The bird was then tied up, checked for listening devices, but eventually was repatriated to Israel by the UN. The UN had to get
Are
involved.
Are you serious?
The UN had to get involved.
This is truly depressing. Like, do you know how much effort it probably took to contact the UN and be like, we have an Israeli spy? And they're like, holy shit, really? All right, that's serious. And they're like, yes. Holds up a bird with its feet tied together, and it's like, okay, we're doing this again. Cool. All
so,
right.
Like, if it was the Israeli government, why would they use a bird that's not native to them?
Foolish.
I mean, the thing is that, like, it, like, sort of is native. And
to that,
that
region.
It's just, like, flying
it's native
weird.
In that region.
Okay.
Like,
the villagers know every bird. The villagers
birds
know every single
borders.
Bird. That
we should
comes
be
through.
Like birds.
Yes, but well, yeah, paranoia knows no bounds.
It's so ridiculous. In May 2012,
oh dear,
a dead European bee eater is another bird.
It is I.
I was
bee
about to say,
eater.
Is it just like a dude who eats bees?
It's a dude who eats.
It's bees. The reason the bees are disappearing.
As he crams them into his ever enlarging mouth.
He's actually allergic.
Yeah.
So they found a dead bird in a Turkish city.
Yep.
And what do you normally do when you find a dead bird?
You leave it alone.
Tie its feet together and hang a sign around its neck that says spy and parade it through the entire city.
Close. I was thinking of like either doing it myself or telling someone to pick it up and throw it away.
Oh.
I take the lazier route. Nature sucks sometimes. And then just, walk away.
That's also a thing.
Yeah.
Do you mean it does not deserve a post-mortem trial?
So this specific bee eater was sporting a fashionable Israeli leg band.
Yes, let us outfit our spy birds with our symbol. They'll never see it coming.
It was examined by the head examiner, and he claimed that, and I quote, "The nose of the bird is very different and much lighter than others, and that it can be used for audio and video, which, in the case of Israel, they do."
So, like, Israel just sounds like an insane, like, supervillain that just twists nature to its cause at this point.
It's pretty crazy.
At least judging from all of the reports that we've just heard.
It's just, there are actual news articles about this. Like I've read some CNN articles today about this, and it's just like this is real things that people have reported on. A lot of this stuff is found in fake news sources.
Are they going to start reporting bees for treason?
Remember, the bees are disappearing, Anderson.
Beeson. Your face says that might be the next thing on your list, and I just jumped the gun.
Beeson, sir, please.
Not bees.
Bees?
Not bees. But we're going to be talking about an invasion that happened on August 19th, 2015. All right, so the Izz al-Din al-Qassam brigades of Hamas, they captured a dolphin wearing cameras and other surveillance equipment.
Okay.
And Iran's Fars news agency, they called it an Israeli-made robot dolphin equipped with espionage equipment, including video recording cameras.
Dolphin tail sounds very exciting.
The arch rival to Spy Shark.
This is like the equivalent, the news source that we got this from, is basically the equivalent to like Iran's InfoWars, I guess.
Oh, okay. Fun.
So fake news.
Alternative news, please.
And this is an Al Quid, a newspaper in the area.
Long name.
A newspaper in the area claims, quote, "Israel did not stop at the bloody attacks against the Gaza Strip. Now it has recruited a watery pet, the dolphin, known for its friendship with humans, to use for operations to kill Qassam Brigade naval commandos."
It is I, Deception Dolphin.
They just strap some AK-47s to the dolphin. Go kill.
Be free, my child.
Cannot break because of the flippers.
So, question.
Yes.
Was this actually a surveillance attempt, or was this just another, like, science experiment fallen into the wrong hands?
I don't have like a statement from
Israel didn't make
from
a
the
statement.
Israeli government, so I don't have that.
So it's ironclad truth that this was a surveillance dolphin. Got it.
Sounds like it.
I mean, it could be anything. It could also just have been.
It was a weather balloon and swamp gas.
It could have just been more GPS tracking.
Yeah.
But I mean, one of the newspapers claims that one of them was sporting some killer arrows, which I would like to point out that arrows underwater does not feel like the best.
Like, harpoon guns.
I was about to say,
thing,
do they mean a harpoon?
They said killer arrows.
I
have it.
It has
I have
a,
it quoted here.
It has a bow just duct taped to one of its fins.
I was going to say, if any of our listeners want to do fan art of Murder Dolphin, please do.
No, it has like a heavy crossbow just mounted to the back of it.
Yes. No, see, it's got like the side fins and then they're mounted underneath like missiles on a plane. Fire!
It should be a collaborative photo of Murder Dolphin and Shark and Spy
and
Shark.
And Spy Shark.
And Spy Shark, yeah.
Spy Shark!
Oh man, wait, is maybe the Dolphin is like the tech guy from James Bond? Yeah.
Dolphin is definitely the tech guy.
Yeah.
Dolphin's the tech guy and the Spy Shark's the muscle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like Joe brought up earlier, the U.S. and Russia have actually trained dolphins for military use. So, like, this sort of isn't entirely out of the question. Like, it is possible. Like, it's a thing that could potentially have actually happened.
Yep.
I'm not saying that it did.
I want to say that sometime in history, too, they tried to do it with sharks, but given the fact that sharks are basically just muscle, teeth, and instinct, they're kind of hard to train.
I didn't find any information on that, so I don't know about that, but that does sound like something that humans would do.
Yeah, because I feel like they were like, hey, let's use sharks. Sharks are terrifying. Sharks can kill people. And then they're like, sharks just want to do shark stuff. Dolphins, we can actually teach things.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so what they do is that they teach them, like, a lot of the times they would teach them how to, like, find underwater mines. Yeah. And then they would come back and tell them that.
Yep.
Apparently, and I found this very interesting today, that dolphins were also used to kill divers in the Vietnam War.
What?
You know, I think I'd actually heard that's about weird. That somewhere.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
Wait.
Joe, death is not cool.
Do the Navy SEALs have, like, dolphin cavalry? Because that should be a thing.
But, like,
why are they called the Navy SEALs? Why aren't they called the Navy Dolphins?
No.
I don't know.
It's because the SEALs are the commanders, and then, like,
I was going to say, leopard SEALs are terrifying, so maybe they went with that.
Can you train a leopard SEAL to do what the dolphins can do?
I wish.
You can train it to bounce a ball on its nose. You can make it do anything.
It's true. There was a point.
But yeah, so they've been used for some time.
Yeah.
Dolphins have. In the military. There are a lot of military applications in order to use them. So, as I said, it's not too far out of the question. It just sounds ridiculous.
Or it actually was a robot, and there was a sneaky, sneaky little Israeli spy.
Wasn't sneaky inside. Enough, they fucking found it.
Yeah, no, he was inside, though. They never found him. He's crafty.
Where will we go to next? What is the next
Israeli
spy?
Something completely not native to them at all, like a beaver.
Yes, the rare Israeli spy beaver.
Hummingbird.
Greece?
Let me just
guessing
you.
Countries that are near there.
Let's just read you part of the article here.
Oh, please do.
Wafa, it's a newspaper.
Fair.
There's a lot of newspapers here. I wasn't able to fact check and see if every single one of them is a reliable source.
Well, this one's already my favorite because it sounds vaguely like waffle. And those are delicious.
Probably.
It's a Wafa.
Probably. Well, how do you spell it?
Wafa.
And what kind of it's an Egyptian newspaper? We're still in Egypt.
It's a Jerusalem newspaper.
I might be closer to Wafa than, if anything.
I would have drawn the waffle Brendan comparison regardless.
It's all good.
Waffles.
Waffles.
Words are hard sometimes.
I'm big on pronunciation, so.
Anyway, so in 2008, Wafa, I'm going to stick with that because.
Yeah. Nuclear.
They accused Israel of using supernatural rats to scare the Arab residents of Jerusalem to flee.
What do you mean by supernatural rats?
We're going to get there.
Ooh.
So these rats spooky supposedly rats. Could chase away Arab cats. They're like big.
Okay.
So these like big like, rats. Like the cat like chases down the rat and then he turns the corner and the rat's just like
swole
and like the size of a cat and he's like, whoa.
The fuck Hulk rat?
Yeah.
So it was rumored
that rat's a witch.
That the settlers would bring iron cages full of the rats and release them into the sewers and then wreak havoc amongst the Arabs.
Be free, my children.
Well, that sounds absolutely plausible. Thank you, Jerusalem.
There was a lot of people who disputed this.
Thank you,
as
people.
They should. And
as should anyone listening to that.
One of like a lot of the claims are just like, it just sounds ridiculous. Like, doesn't sound plausible at all. One of the very sound arguments against it was, well, it would be very impressive if you were not only be able to create giant rats that could scare people, like, and be really aggressive and everything, but it would also be very, very impressive if you could somehow get them to be racist rats and have them only pick on the Arabs because there are still Jews that live in Jerusalem.
Yep.
You can teach hate.
So, swole racist rats have overrun Jerusalem sewers.
Yep. Jerusalem claimed that this was pure fiction.
Yeah, as it should have.
And so...
Is there more?
I mean, the rest are just, like, little mentions here. But, like, there are claims of boars and pigs also to be, maybe not spies, but, like, weaponized. So they would, like, go across the border and destroy crops.
Man, Israel's the king of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're like some crazy, like, supervillain at this point.
Yeah, it's rumored that they would go and release boars and pigs right near their border.
That sounds like the most reasonable thing I've heard in this entire thing so far, because boars will destroy literally anything that they encounter.
Pretty vicious.
Same thing with hyenas.
They imported hyenas? Interesting.
Well, hyenas aren't they native to around
to Africa?
Africa,
but I thought like middle Africa. Maybe
it's,
I'm wrong.
It's still close enough. Like,
what we really need to just understand here is that all of Israel's neighbors hate them.
A lot.
Hate them a lot.
They're never invited to like the barbecue, the street barbecue.
No.
No.
A potluck.
Yeah, no, the potluck. The Middle East potluck generally doesn't include Israel.
Look, some of these conspiracy theories that we talk about on this show are like, you know, I could see it, you know, I could see that there are like hints here and there, and you know, like there are a lot of like nods, and there are a lot of like, you know, if you, you know, take this information and put it together, like I can see it. And like, sure, it doesn't sound outrageously crazy. Sometimes on this show, we find episodes like this where they are just complete and utter bullshit that they are just talking out of their asses and they don't know what they're saying.
We're all going to feel like damn fools in 5 years when we wake up and the headline is secret Israeli animal weapons program on Earth.
The thing is that that's what these headlines were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not exactly that, but like there are like mentions of like, Israeli sharks and it's like Israeli.
That's amazing.
Israeli dolphins captured and tried as spies or whatever. Like it's just so bad.
How did the dolphin defend itself?
I don't know. Well,
trial by combat. Weird.
Yes.
We know you did, like, it. Just, speak up.
It's just.
We
knew it. Wild times.
Like I just can't even with this,
like,
topic.
Yeah, like I get it. Like there's definitely some conspiracies. Like, it's kind of far fetched, but like maybe.
I love that you researched it and you can't even. Like it's
like
hate's hate, man. Like
there's. I mean, and that's what it is. It's all based on hate.
Yep.
They hate them, so they are trying to discredit them, and like every little weird thing that happens and every bad thing that happens, all those Israelis hate them.
Yep.
And they blame them. It's their if you will bear with me, it's their spy scapegoat.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
Wait, did you mention goats in there?
I didn't.
All right.
I didn't, but we mentioned hyenas, boars, birds, dolphins, and sharks.
I did mention the witch goat.
You did mention the witch goat. Yeah. Also the witch rats.
I forgot about the rats. Sorry.
Yep.
It's just...
And the Israeli Animal Air Force.
There were like hundreds of articles about this.
Well, that's insane.
Now, not all of them are, you know, printed in like reputable sources like CNN.
Yeah.
But...
I really appreciate the diversity because, like, we have a lot of reasonably plausible, and then we just have other episodes that are just nothing but gasoline-chugging madness.
I just can't even. It's just. I'm sorry that I wasted all of your time for an hour.
Jokes on them.
Yep. Gotcha.
Thanks for the listen.
Brendan, yeah. You are the worst person.
Don't worry, guys. We're having some good episodes within the next couple weeks.
Yep.
We're even going to have a whole month based on a very popular conspiracy theory coming up pretty soon.
Yep.
So look forward to that. Whole month about it. It's something that you've definitely heard about.
Yep.
If you're not, you were born yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
Or literally 5 seconds ago.
True.
Anyway.
But yeah, well, thank you for bringing that utter insanity to our attention.
Nugget of insight, please.
And once again, thank you for listening, because as I said, I just wasted your time for an hour. I really did.
Hey, we generally do that, but they keep coming back, so we must be doing something right.
Anyway,
right.
Thank you for listening this week. This one was very hard to get through, and I'm sorry. We appreciate your listenership every week. If you want to give us a review, but not on this episode, like on a different one, that'd be cool. You can do it on iTunes or other places. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher,
Google Play,
a bunch of different places.
Wherever
podcasts are found. We're also thinking about doing some potentially short form stuff on Anchor. There's a little app that you can download, and it's going to be short form stuff like anywhere from like 2 to 10 minutes. So if you guys are interested in that, we don't know what we would do on that. So if you guys are interested in having more short form content that potentially would be maybe twice a week, maybe 3 times. We'll see. Give us some ideas.
That could be a good platform for just like, you know, send us in something like, what are your thoughts on blank? And then
exactly.
We will give you them.
Like, let us know if you guys would like that at all.
Let us know if you want to if you want us to revisit any topics we've talked about. I'm sure there's some of you who would like to hear more about a particular topic. Maybe we didn't touch enough about it. Maybe we talked a lot about something, but you still have questions. Maybe there was something that felt kind of iffy and you'd like to know more. Just let us know and we'll like look into doing more research and coming back to it.
You can send us some information or contact us on our Facebook page, our Twitter page. You can also email us if you want at MulderWasRight. cast@gmail.com. You can also find us on our website, MulderWasRight.wordpress.com. And our Facebook pages and Twitter is at MWRcast. So we love hearing from you guys, and we appreciate your listenership every week. If you guys like the music, check out Christian Tedino on SoundCloud. He's a super swell dude. He's going to be coming on some point in time. We're going to be talking about
some sort of Tupac.
Tupac.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that should be fun. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Wake up, sheeple.